USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's election fraud claim gains more traction. Newly released security footage of State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Georgia, shows that poll monitors and media were told counting was done and sent everyone home on election night. Four workers stay behind to count ballots, at times pulling out numerous suitcases containing ballots from underneath desks.
Look at the ladies in yellow. You'll see that they will begin just sitting still, doing nothing, ostensibly not working, because after all, they said they're going to stop counting. They will wait until the witnesses over there in that roped-off area, the press and the observers, leave the room. Then you'll see them move into action and begin scanning ballots.
The video can be seen on YouTube. Governor Brian Kemp, the Georgia Republican, said Thursday that new testimony and these videos has raised additional questions and a signature audit should be performed. The votes were allegedly counted for hours with no election supervisors or monitors present. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Kirsty Dunn. I'm a seller engagement manager at eBay. This Saturday is Small Business Saturday, and we are really excited to announce the launch of our up-and-running grants. These grants are essential to help small businesses and to recognize the small businesses that have powered America and to help secure their future online. We really do believe that it is the responsibility of big business to give back and help small businesses that may be struggling. So eBay is committing $500,000 in funding, as well as education and other resources, to help them sustain and grow their businesses through 2021 and beyond. We will be selecting 50 eBay small business sellers to receive a $10,000 grant package, which it comprises of cash, eBay credits, and other education and resources and training. If you are an eBay small business seller, head to ebay.helloalice.com to apply for an up-and-running grant.
Kyle Rittenhouse's legal team has filed motions to dismiss the charges of possession of a deadly weapon by a minor and one of two charges of reckless endangerment. Kenosha County Court Commissioner Lauren Keating ruled that both charges will stand. The Illinois teenager is charged with fatally shooting two people and wounding another during a summer protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Rittenhouse's arraignment is scheduled for January 5th. President Trump's campaign and the Republican National Committee have raised $207.5 million since Election Day. On Thursday, the group says they're gathering donations to pay for challenges to the November 3rd election. President-elect Joe Biden on Thursday said he was asking the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, to become his chief medical advisor, and said he plans to call on Americans to wear masks. The Senate Homeland Security Committee held a hearing on the FBI's 2016 Russia investigation. Several witnesses affiliated with Crossfire Hurricane investigation testified. Former FBI Assistant Director of Intelligence Kevin Brock, who argued the partisan investigation violated FBI regulations. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Did Communist China intentionally infect the world with coronavirus? USA Radio News' Dan Araki looks into it.
The director of national intelligence says that China's policies led to the worldwide coronavirus pandemic. In an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal, Director John Ratcliffe called China the greatest threat to American national security and said that the U.S. needs to take that threat more seriously. He tells CBS News that China's ruling party knew about the initial spread of the virus and chose to lie to the rest of the world about it.
The intelligence shows that the Chinese Communist Party's senior leaders, including President Xi, were aware and lied to the rest of the world about what they knew and when they knew it about COVID-19. They made the conscious decision to shut down their economy, to shut down their country, travel in and out of Wuhan where this originated, but they allowed travel from Wuhan to the rest of the world. They knew that, and they've taken advantage of that.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The first China virus case in the United States was a Washington state man who became ill on January 19th after returning from Wuhan, China on January 15th. NASA officials are calling it the Great Conjunction, saying it won't be seen again until 2080. In fact, this is the first time since the Middle Ages the Christmas star will light up the sky on the winter solstice. From Earth's viewpoint, Jupiter and Saturn will be very close to one another and look like a double planet when they appear to nearly collide on December 21st, forming a rare phenomenon known as the Christmas star. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.